This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Hey, guess what? The NBA championship games are underway, and tonight there could be a winner. It's not that nobody's watching, but TV ratings are down more than 20% from last year. That's partly because this year's series is such a mismatch. The San Antonio Spurs are a lot stronger than the Cleveland Cavaliers. Both teams have players from around the world, though, and that means surging international interest in the NBA. Tasha Flournoy of member station WCPN in Cleveland has this report.
Inside the press box during Game 3 of the NBA Finals Tuesday, you could hear Mexican TV in Spanish, Chinese, French, and Italian. This year's series is host to a record 128 international television broadcasters. They're programming in 46 languages. And for the first time, Jordan, Albania, Bosnia and Brazil, and Argentina are providing live coverage. Daniel Jakubovic is a commentator for Argentina Public Television. In a country where soccer reigns, basketball is getting more attention since Argentina took a gold medal in the 2004 Olympics. It also helps, he says, to have native sons Fabrizio Oberto and Manu Ginobili playing in the finals.
Of course, it's a great influence when you have a very good actor, maybe a star, in the best stage.
Jakubovic says Manu Ginobili is that guy. The MVP of the 2004 Argentine Olympic team has spurred Manu mania in a soccer-crazed country. South American fans aren't the only ones with a special interest in the San Antonio Spurs. George Eddy of Canal Plus TV in France says French native Tony Parker has ignited basketball in his home country.
20 years ago, no one even knew what the NBA was. And now Tony Parker's on the front page of major newspapers and the major sports paper today, for instance.
Meanwhile, at home in the U.S., ratings are down considerably. Game 2 of the NBA Finals lost nearly one-third of its television audience from last year. And the Sopranos finale beat out that game by more than 3 million viewers. Sam Smith of the Chicago Tribune says the NBA is making up for apathy at home by savvy marketing abroad.
I think the American market has become a little satiated or whatever with the NBA, a little bit of ho-hum, we've seen this before. And actually, I think the NBA has done a smart thing. You know, it's almost like you sort of reached your maximum level and you can't generate more income in a certain place, so now you take your business somewhere else, and that's what the NBA has done.
The NBA head offices aren't the only ones banking on the global market. Smith says Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James is studying Chinese to prepare for the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. For NPR News, I'm Tasha Flournoy in Cleveland.